Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The search continues this afternoon for a gunman who shot and killed 10 people during a Lunar New Year celebration near Los Angeles last night. Reporter John Baird from our sister station KNX in Los Angeles is on our news line. John, we heard from authorities last hour about this white van that they're looking at. What did they have to say?
Basically, they think there is a connection. And just to set this for you, I'm in Monterey Park. This is where the dance club is, the dance studio. It's about a block or two from where I'm standing here at City Hall. That's where the shooting took place last night. 10 people killed, 10 people wounded. And then about 20 minutes later, and by the way, the suspect was an Asian male between 30 and 50 years old. 20 minutes later, there was an incident at another dance club. This was in Alhambra, which I think is only a few minutes away from here. And someone went in there, an Asian male with a gun, and people inside took the gun away. They wrestled it away from him. He took off. Witnesses there saw a white cargo van. They believe that was connected to this person. What they told us at the news conference here is they believe there is a connection between the two incidents, and they think there's a connection. Police have a van surrounded, a white cargo van, about a half an hour south of here in the city of Torrance, that's near the coast, in a mall parking lot. And one of our reporters said there appeared to be a bullet hole in the side and a body slumped over the seat. And we know the SWAT teams are there and they've gone into the vehicle. We don't have confirmation yet, but the sense we're getting from the sheriff's department now is they think this is all connected and could very well be their suspect, but they can't say for sure until they check his identity. They put a picture out of someone they believe is the suspect from the second location where he went in and had the gun taken away. And they believe that's the same guy who went into the dance studio earlier and opened fire, and also the one who could be in that van in Torrance. But we're waiting for confirmation, and they're not about to say absolutely until they know for sure.
What's a reaction from the community? I saw that at least one other Lunar celebration had been canceled. This is supposed to be a day of celebration.
I think people are just in shock that it happened here. I think this is a fairly affluent community. It's just east of downtown LA. 65% of the population is Asian or Pacific Islander. And the people, and we hear this so often when we go to crime scenes, I cannot believe it happened here. And I think people are just in shock. It was horrifying. The sheriff also said something a minute ago in the news conference. We were asking about where the wounded were taken. So 10 were killed, 10 were wounded. What hospitals? And he said, we're not going to release that because when we did last time, and I think he was talking a couple of hours ago, someone called one of the hospitals and said, I want to come over and finish the job. And so they're a little concerned about some of these wounded victims as well. But it's just appalling that someone would get on the phone and call a hospital and say they want to go in and do that. But that's where we stand right now. They have the situation about 30 minutes south of here, somebody in a van. They're checking it out. We should find out fairly soon whether this is the one who committed all this violence last night.
All right. Thank you, John. That is KNX reporter John Baird there in Monterey Park, California, where 10 people were shot and killed at a dance studio last night.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.